Oh, there's a classic Melbourne song about meeting under the clocks, weddings, parties and anything. I love that place, Flinders Street, under the clocks. Well, next week we'll be covering the meetings industry's big annual event, AIM, at Jeff's Shed. Recently, Graham Camlow spoke to the Melbourne Convention Bureau CEO, Karen Bollinger, and got a preview of AIM, an overview of new hotel constructions, plus a comment on the potential impact of Donald Trump on Melbourne.
Well, Karen, welcome again to Travel Writers Radio. You were our first interview we ever put to air, and here you are again on the 25th anniversary of AIM.
I know, very exciting. How time flies. A first in many ways, right?
It is, absolutely. So you've obviously been having fun these last few years. Tell me, the Melbourne-Sydney rivalry always is of interest to people, I think, and their convention centre's going to open shortly. And I suppose Melbourne's had a bit of a free ride for 12 months, not that you didn't work hard, but how do you think it's going to affect Melbourne when the ICC opens?
Well, that's an interesting comment. I guess, you know, the business that we work on is so far in advance. I mean, we're talking about clients coming in 2022. So we don't necessarily look at last year or the next year as what's coming. We do from a service perspective, but our business is quite far advanced. So I guess at the minute, the centre here in Melbourne's done very well for itself. It will continue to do very well for itself, which is why we're having the expansion put in, because it has been turning away business. And we don't see that stopping anytime soon. I guess for us, from an international association perspective, it's, you know, we're finding that they've all of a sudden found their feet and their voice and need to fill their centre, so it's becoming a little bit more competitive. But at the end of the day, there'll be more business around, and it's a good outcome for Australia, to be honest with you.
Co-opetition.
Well, I'm not quite sure it's co-opetition, but yes, it is. I guess, you know, when we go forward on the international stage, we generally put Australia forward.
Yeah.
And one city generally gets selected to be the Australian. So that's, I guess, where that competition has increased a little bit more probably in the last 6 months, more than anything in all reality.
Okay. But Melbourne's obviously going well.
Yes, we can't complain.
And you're in the middle of your fiscal year, aren't you? You run through to
June.
Yes,
we are.
So how's it gone for the past 6 months, and how's it look for the next six?
Well, we're travelling all right. The decisions that we've had come through, we're sitting exactly where we should be as far as our targets are concerned, so we're thrilled about that.
Yep.
We have a couple of very large pieces that we've been working on over the last few years that will be decided in the next half of the fiscal year, and I guess that will make or break us as to whether we win or don't win.
Yeah.
So we've got quite a bit riding on some of those, but we're feeling confident at least about two of them, and the other two, it's anyone's game.
Yeah. I see the big events, the biggest events that hit most cities these days are the multi-level marketing companies. Sydney's just grabbed Amway China, but you've already had them here. Is there a lot of that business to go around, or how does it work?
There is a lot of that business. I guess Sydney has played that card to its strengths from the incentive market, whereas our strength is more in the international association. So our strength is a lot more in that whole true conferencing, if you like, whereas the incentive group only does generally a half day. And majority of their business is in that incentive, whereas majority of ours is in the international association, which is why we can be a little bit different. But that international association stuff, there is a lot around. It's pulling back a little bit more out of China, as in the numbers aren't materialising as well as they used to. But that could be just a hiccup, in China. It's anybody's guess.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see, I guess. But there's still healthy numbers. I mean, you know, we're still quoting on business that's 5,000-6,000 people. So it's not small by no means.
Right. Now, Melbourne's about to get another bunch of hotels. It's incredible that they can keep opening hotels. Do you think there's some finite limit on Melbourne's hotel capacity, certainly as far as your business events are concerned?
I think, you know, a lot of that will be dependent on the other infrastructure, to be honest with you. So hotels, you know, if we don't have any more flights coming in and the airport doesn't expand, there's a challenge there. At the moment, the new hotels that are opening, there's a capacity for them to run at a very good occupancy and a very good average rate. But we also need to make sure, like I said, that we've got air access. And then when they're here, if we are attracting those large groups, that we've got the facilities in the city to accommodate them. So the centre, the expansion will help support that. So it actually is, it's more than one piece of the puzzle. It's all got to work together. And at the moment, Melbourne is. Now, whether it's finite will again depend on what the market is doing. But I certainly think that in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll still be at capacity. I don't think there'll be, unless there's a major economic challenge that none of us know about today. And if that's the case, then we should be travelling okay for the next 5 to 10 years with that, those hotels that are coming online.
Yeah, well, just for our listeners' point of view, there's a Four Points by Sheraton coming up in Docklands this March, 273 yep. rooms. The Hyatt Place, that's out at Essendon, but, yep. I mean, that could be interesting. There's an Australian event centre being set up out there.
So as much as we do the very large international and incentives, there's a lot of small pieces of business that are looking for different types of facilities. So we actually do a significant amount of that as well. So okay. There absolutely is the capacity for that.
Okay, well, there's 166 rooms going out there at Essendon. There's a, yeah. A loft in South Yarra, 4.5-star, 127 rooms. The Windsor is going to yep. start this year, but that'll be 2019. And Pepper's South Bank. Interesting, the clustering of more hotels in the in what I'd call the conferencing precinct.
Yeah, and you know what? It obviously shows that it's needed. I think, you know, the Docklands neighbourhood, it's a hop, skip and a jump to the convention centre and has probably been a little bit underdone.
Yeah.
You can't forget we've got the Ritz-Carlton, which will be opening, in 2018.
Yeah.
In Spencer Street. So there's a really good mix of apartment style, 4-star as well as the 5-star. So it's a really good bag for us to have. And, you know, we're quoting for business with very large groups. So you need to accommodate the conference stuff, but you also need to accommodate the leisure market.
Yeah. So things looking very positive, Karen, I guess we'd have to say.
Yeah, we're very positive about it all. And I think, you know, as we continue to move forward and hopefully get some more government support, then it's a good investment all round.
Do you feel like there'll be any reaction from the US market to Trump and whether that might sort of flow through to us here?
You know, the real challenge will be if he starts to contract the market over there by imposing, you know, taxes or other challenges on their economy. And I say that because if they, you know, don't feel confidence to travel, you know, the Americans are often a little bit more conservative.
Yeah.
And they've actually, the incentive markets really only started to come back properly from when the first recession was back in 2008.
The GFC.
The conference side's continued because those people are going for education purposes. There's a whole different rationale for them. But the incentives are all about, you know, people doing great sales. And so if there is, if he starts to change some of the policies over there, then, it could impact the confidence and as a result will impact us. So it's anybody's guess at the moment. Mm. And you know what? He's a wild card, so none of us know.
He is a wild card, no question about that. Karen, are there any new areas that you're moving in? Are you marketing into new markets or doing different things to attract our foreign dollar?
I think for us, we are, you know, the core business for us, which is the association stuff, is headquartered out of, you know, Europe and the US. So we continue with our office structure there and continue on bringing that business. What we are doing is launching some new creative, and that will be launched at AIM.
Right.
So I won't reveal too much about
that. No, got to have something up your sleeve for AIM.
Absolutely. We've got a couple of good things coming up, actually. We're thrilled about it because we are 25 years old, so we've got a lot to celebrate. So, yeah, there's a few things going on there. So when you come to AIM, Graham, you will see all of that.
I look forward to that. I notice Melbourne's copying Adelaide. I'm not sure who had the plans first, but the roof walk at the MCG. And what's more, there's a zip line. Are you going to be the first person in the industry to zip down the zip line? You're probably going to land up in the pitch, I think.
I reckon I'd have a crack at that. Number of zip lines, and I just love them. So absolutely, if I get invited to participate, I will certainly be there.
Well, that's absolutely great.
This year we're upping the ante a little bit. We've decided to celebrate.
Right.
So we're going a little bit more dressier, a little bit more of a structured environment because we think for 25 years, we've had some fun with it in the last few years, but for the 25th, more of a traditional event, if you like.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, Karen, great to talk to you as always, and I look forward to it. It should be a great event and a great celebration of what Melbourne can do when it decides to hold a meeting.
Great, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you there too, Graham.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on J Air 87.8 FM.